With the sub-zero temperatures throughout the state of Minnesota and the recent snowfall, the scene was looking more and more realistic. Add in some reindeer, elves, and of course Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and you have all the elements needed to be the North Pole.
Yeah, it's our first trip to the North Pole. Something that we had thought about. Wanted to come up with something fun for the kids to do around the Christmas time. And what better thing to do when your last name is Rudolph than take a bunch of people to the North Pole?
For kids spending their winter in the hospital, it's hard to get into the holiday spirit. So Kyle Rudolph decided to bring them to the North Pole for a Christmas treat they'll never forget. 30 kids from the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital jumped aboard a private plane headed straight for the North Pole. After the quick trip, they landed to find a party that had all the holiday spirit a kid could ever want.
Coming over on the plane with them, every kid was super excited. They couldn't wait to get there. Thankfully, it was a pretty quick trip. And now that I'm in here and I can see the kids having fun, you know, it's more than we could have ever expected. When we had this idea, they've gone above and beyond to really create the North Pole here.
It's one of those things where these kids don't have these experiences. You know, many times these families are strapped to be able to put experiences together, even buy gifts. And to be able to bring their child to the North Pole is something that will live with them forever. And in my years of existence, I've never been part of something so special.
From holiday gifts and cookies to the reindeer and the elves, nothing from the North Pole was forgotten for these youngsters. Rudolph and his wife, Jordan, have done so much for the Children's Hospital, but this, no doubt, topped it all.
Kyle has such a heart for the Masonic Children's Hospital at the U of M, and everything he does is always keeping the kids on his mind and the patients and families. And, you know, Kyle hosts his huddles in the holiday time, and he said, let's take this to the biggest degree possible, and we're going to fly kids to the North Pole.
When partners like Kyle Rudolph and the Vikings and others do, have dinners or experiences like this, it just changes not only their day, but their week, and really they're going to think about this for years to come.
This time of year can be the worst time for families dealing with a sick child in the hospital. But this week, Kyle Rudolph gave them cheer and joy for a holiday they will never forget. The North Pole was a quick flight away for 30 kids who got to experience a winter wonderland filled with an unforgettable holiday experience.
Being the first time we've ever done this, it's setting a precedent where these kids will never, ever forget this, whether they're 30 years old or next year they're going to want to go back to the North Pole because it's going to live with them for a long, long time.
Kyle is really a huge partner of ours at Masonic Children's Hospital. Between the dinners and the huddles that he has, his partnership is really crucial to what we do. And you can see it when you talk to patients and families. They'll remember, you know, the huddles that they saw Kyle at a year ago. So it's not just, you know, that day or that hour that they're experiencing it. It makes a difference for their whole experience at the hospital.
The reason why you do it is to see the reaction, to bring joy to their face, to let them kind of escape what they're currently going through. A lot of the patients are still in the hospital for a reason, and they're not able to go home for the holidays. So to have the opportunity to bring them to the North Pole, it means a ton to me and my wife, Jordan. So to have this opportunity is pretty special. And, I know they're all extremely excited to meet Santa Claus, and I'm looking forward to it as well.